That poor woman has bounced right back up off of that fall, and she's here today, and she's celebrating with us her 97th birthday. Woo! And Tim, if I remember correctly, we celebrated another 97th birthday the last time you were here. So we now know that Tim is the birthday pastor, among many other things, I'm sure. This is a busy week coming up. We have mission and outreach Monday morning. We have women's fellowship Monday night. We have session Tuesday night. We have choir practice Thursday night. I was tempted to ask for a show of hands for anybody that goes to any one of those. And then ask if you go, thank you. There we go, Julie. There's Anne. Yes, if you go to two of those, if you go to three of those, if you go to four of those, and if you're not, why not? For our prayer warriors, the whiteboard has had a couple of other additions to it. We are still carrying Gary Jones, the young man who is in palliative care with a heart defect. And I have another young man, Cyril, who is waiting a heart transplant. And this young man is in his mid-50s. So I'm asking just for people to keep these people in their hearts and prayers, along with all of the names that we see on our bulletin board and our prayer board. And speaking of that whiteboard, the clipboard is out there now, and I did send an email to everybody who has ever read ever. Three people have replied, and that's awesome, and I'm really glad to hear that. Just remember that I know where you live, so I don't give up easily. And speaking of volunteers needed, we are asking that any and all of you that would be willing to stay for a while after the birthday celebration to help us sort of undeck these halls so that we can put things away and know where we're putting them away. That would be awesome. Thank you.
We're going to do the call to worship, so I will... Is it being projected, Mr. Derek? It is. I'll do the L. That stands for loser. Leader. Leader. And the R for the right, honorable people. All right. I like to joke around a little bit. I apologize. The time has come.
The time has come.
The reign of God has drawn near.
The kingdom of heaven.
Let us turn our lives around and accept the good news.
We will follow Christ and worship in his name.
We're going to have a call to worship. Prayer of adoration and confession. God of possibility and power, on this first day of the week, you began creating, bringing light to shine and bringing order out of chaos. On this first day of the week, you began your new creation, raising Christ out of death, breathing new life into the world. On this first day of the week, you call us to awaken from sleep and gather in your holy name. So we come to listen and wonder, to sing, pray, and be fed. By the gift of your Holy Spirit, make us your instruments of hope in a hurting world, in answer to the prayer and praise we offer this day, in Jesus' name. God of majesty and mercy, we confess to you our wrongdoing, things we have done knowingly, things we have left undone, hurts we inflicted unintentionally, and hurts we have tried to disguise, selfish things we have done just to please others, and those just to please ourselves. Forgive us. In the year ahead, help us choose a better way for Jesus' sake. And now hear the good news. Who is in a position to condemn? Only Christ. And Christ died for us, and Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. Christ prays for us. Believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven and set free to make a new start. And now let us pray together as Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now we will do the responsive psalm of Psalm 29. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in holy splendor.
The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord over mighty waters.
The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
He makes Lebanon shiver like a cow, and stirring them like a young wild ox.
The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire.
The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord causes the oaks to whirl, and strips the forest bare, and in his temple all say, glory.
The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as king forever.
May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Morning, Church. Today's first scripture reading is found in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 32 to 40. David said to Saul, "Let no one's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine." Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are just a boy, and he has been a warrior from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep sheep for his father, and whenever a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock, I went after it and struck it down, rescuing the lamb from its mouth. And if it turned against me, I would catch it by the jaw, strike it down, and kill it. Your servant has killed both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, since he has defied the armies of the living God." David said, "The Lord who saved me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will save me from the hand of the Philistine." So Saul said to David, "Go, and may the Lord be with you." Saul clothed David with his armor. He put a bronze helmet on his head and clothed him with a coat of mail. David strapped Saul's sword over the armor, and he tried in vain to walk, for he was not used to them. Then David said to Saul, "I cannot walk with these, for I'm not used to them." So David removed them. Then he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones from the wadi and put them in his shepherd's bag, in the pouch. His sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. John chapter 18, verses 1 to 11. After Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples across the Kidron Valley to a place where there was a garden, which he and his disciples entered. Now Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, because Jesus often met there with his disciples. So Judas brought a detachment of soldiers together with police from the chief priests and the Pharisees. And they came there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Then Jesus, knowing all that was to happen to him, came forward and asked them, "For whom are you looking?" They answered, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus replied, "I am he." Judas, who betrayed him, was standing with them. When Jesus said to them, "I am he," they stepped back and fell to the ground. Again, he asked them, "For whom are you looking?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. So if you are looking for me, let these men go." This was to fulfill the word that he had spoken, "I did not lose a single one of those whom you gave me." Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it, struck the high priest's slave, and cut off his right ear. The slave's name was Malchus. Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword back into its sheath. Am I not to drink the cup that the Father has given me?" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hopefully you won't mind. I'm going to come down to your level. And that was the mic. That wasn't mine. Two things. One, I'm a little bit extra dressed up because I'm heading shortly after the service time to get back to home because I'm doing a funeral. So I'm a little extra dressed up than normal. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to tell you a story.
Okay, hopefully you'll be all okay with that. Sit back and enjoy as you listen to the story that I'm going to share with you. So, Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the chance to start this year by being in your presence, by being with your community of faithful followers. So now give us ears to hear, eyes to see what you want us to see and observe and to impart and to put into our lives, that this would be a word that would impact us, not just for this moment,